295 coming southbound as you head past the Maryland DC line, past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, slow, and then watch up ahead near the Suitland Parkway. That's where we had the fender bender. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Virginia, last hour was busy. Lorton, wealthy car crash, now cleared. So delays from Dale City. Very little break along the way as you head through Woodbridge, Lorton, and now up to Newington. Now the traffic can filter by. And 66 in Centerville crash to the shoulder. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A Plus Service Experts to keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit aplus-hvac.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a bit milder today on a southeast breeze and some rain showers coming in for the afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm. We'll get up to about 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Burke, 43 in Olney, 45 in Washington. The wife of fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe lashes out against the president. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Joining us in an hour, Mark Krikorian. We'll discuss DACA with him. Is the president serious when he says, off the table, that's it, you're done, you lost your chance? What about this caravan of people who are just going to walk across the border on their way here? What is that? Is this just something we're just going to see all the time now? At 8:05, it's Maryland Delegate Nick Kripke. Talk about what's left on the agenda for the legislators in Maryland. And at 8:35, Steve Moore, tariffs, trade concerns, the market getting hammered. Lots to talk to him about. Mary Walton with Vince Colonies.
A caravan? How do they all fit in a caravan?
The Dodge caravan? Is that what you're just thinking
1,200
about?
People in a caravan. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. All right, let's talk about people. In Maryland, that's a good place to start this morning. In Maryland, the legislature is considering banning your employer's ability to ask about salary history. Here's how it works. You go in for an interview, as you know, and you want to sit down and have a conversation with a prospective employer. And one of the conversations that's often had is, what did you make in your past job, or what are you currently making in the job you have? That's sort of, I think, for a lot of people, an obvious question that they're going to have to encounter. And then the answer is, do you tell the truth, or do you push it up a little bit? You just tap it. Just give it a little tap. Just a little tappy-wappy right underneath and just pop it up just a little bit. So that way they come at you with an offer that's better than the little bit of fiction that you just shared in the interview. This is, again, a common conversation in interviews across America. But if Maryland legislators have their way, employers will be banned entirely from asking about salary or wage history in an interview. No more. Job applicants will not have to discuss salary or wage history. And in fact, and if an employer goes so far as to even dare ask about it, the state of Maryland, we will fine you $300 per infraction. And then it can start mounting up, actually, if that employer continuously violates their rules. So they can be fined for violating the rules. Now, it's not law yet in Maryland. It's being considered in Maryland, whether this should happen. This morning, we'll be speaking with the minority leader there, and Maryland Delegate Nick Kripke, a Republican, who's going to join us at 8:05 to discuss this. But before it gets that far, right now, much of Maryland is within the sound of my voice and can be within the sound of yours. What do you think of this? Should the government be telling businesses that they cannot ask about salary history? And additionally, do you think that is a good thing, that salary history should not come up in an interview, that it should not be a part of the conversation in an interview for a job, that instead maybe what your view is, hey, this is about the value I'm going to bring to that job and what that job is willing to pay. It's not about any other past job I've ever had and what it was paid and what I was paid for it. What do you make of it all? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You're seeing this more and more across the country. I don't know. First of all, you don't have to tell the truth when you talk about your past salary. You don't have to do that. I think women, honestly, I think women are more likely to be honest about it. I think men are more likely to inflate it.
How do you know that?
If I had a quarter of a male ego, that's all I'm going to say.
How do you know
that? If I could have a male ego transplant, oh my gosh, I would be in such a different place.
Well, they say you should use the male ego a little bit when you're in these conversations.
I don't have one.
No, well, everyone has a masculine component, and you should tap into that part of you when you're engaged in this conversation in particular. For salary, don't be agreeable. Fight. Get what you want. That's the advice.
Well, they say you should. But anyway, when it comes to asking about past salaries, it's always been something through your history. Whenever, you know, back in the day when you had to go in and you had to sit there and fill out the form, they'd ask, how much were you making? Uh-huh. You know, and you had then the next one, how much were you making and how much were you making?
Yeah.
You know, and you up each one by $5,000. Well, then all of a sudden, you know, you're right.
You're making $40 million.
I don't like employers being regulated by the government. I don't like the government telling me how I have to run my interview process. I just don't like it. I don't like the government telling me who I have to hire. I just don't like the government telling me what to do, period. And if I'm running my business, I'm the one who probably put my house on the line to mortgage my house to get the money to run the business. I'm the one who is making all the sacrifices. I'm the one working weekends to make this business run, not the government. And when the government hampers me,
yes,
in some way, shape, or form, they're not the ones who lose out if my business doesn't succeed due to the regulations the government has put on me. Or not, maybe not totally, but if they put part, you know, some kind of regulation on me, like forcing Hooters to hire men. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Right.
Hooters shouldn't have to hire men if they don't want to hire men.
Well, they do in effect lose in one way, which is tax revenue can be declined by failing businesses. So when businesses fail,
right,
they don't get to reap the benefit of those businesses succeeding.
Yes, and I've lost my home.
Yeah.
So I just think there's a fine line you have to walk. You shouldn't be allowed to abuse your employees. But in this day and age, if you're an employee, we don't chain people to their desks, you know, the way they chained the people in the garment district in New York to their sewing machines. And that's why they all died in the big fire. The coat hanger fire, the Triangle Coat Factory fire. Was it Triangle? I don't know. There's a factory fire, the Triangle something factory. Uh-huh. I think it was. Anyway, they all died, and that's what started the whole government getting involved in running, helping you run your business.
The Shirtwaist Coat Factory fire?
Shirtwaist, that's it.
That's
the Shirtwaist
right.
Coat Factory, or Shirtwaist Factory fire.
Yes.
Anyway, the government shouldn't be involved. And should there be safety standards? Of course. Should you not be able to have the escape, the only door that lets you out, chain shut? Of course not. And we should have OSHA go in, and we should have them inspect for those types of things that people could die.
All right, so
I get it.
I think I've got this right, and hopefully I do. So on the government side, you're saying, I don't like the government imposing anything on an employer, especially when it comes to what they can say or not say. On the normative side, you are not for prior salary coming up in a conversation?
I think it should. If the employer wants to know that, the employer can ask, and it
yes.
is then up to you to decide how to answer it.
Right.
That is your choice. It's the employer's choice, and it's your choice. You can decline to answer it if you so choose. It's going to be uncomfortable. Or you could tell the truth, or you could lie.
Let's start with Jack in Annapolis this morning. Jack, you're in Maryland. What do you think, sir?
Current employer, Springfield Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes.
Reason for leaving, need more money. That's a joke. This is election year politics, so that's how I'd answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Governor Hogan goes, let's see if it makes it through the House. You know?
Yeah. So
I think... Larry's a smart guy. When Larry wasn't working, Larry's dad, Larry Sr., wasn't working in Washington, he drove a cab, you know, a taxi cab. And the people who got in there, talked to him, they didn't necessarily get paid.
So, Jack, let me just boil it down. If the governor were to sign this into law, would you support him, yes or no?
Let's see how the legislation looks.
Okay.
What if I do want to tell them how much I make?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't... Sure. Right now, the law, as written, and I looked at the legislation, doesn't preclude an employee from volunteering that, but it does preclude... It does stop an employer from asking. And that's the trick here. More from you in a second on this. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
All right, Beltway, start with good news here. Virginia, between the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge, you're a pretty good start here. Same story with Maryland. No problems to report except that we have the volume here topside as you come off of College Park and around in towards Silver Spring. 270, Urbana-Hyattstown, that's going to be the slowest stretch. Now, it's pretty normal. Not so normal. Problems as we get through town. Southeast-Southwest Freeway. Vehicle fire. That's been extinguished for a while. From the westbound freeway, for getting into Virginia, they exits into the HOV lanes. They still had that stopped here at last check. So watch for police direction. Delays coming off the 295 now. So that's no surprise, just trying to inch along up onto the 11th Street Bridge and the freeway. So you will need the extra time. Now coming out of Virginia, your travel lanes are open, but you can see a lot of the activity and especially the backup. So you're hitting a little bit of extra pressure there. 95 North, Lorton, that crash has been cleared for a little while. Overall, coming out of Dale City toward Lorton and Newington, extra slow because of the earlier multi-car crash there cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, considerable cloudiness, occasional rain showers this afternoon, thunder possible, high of 58 degrees. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy overnight, a low of 53. Then tomorrow, windy, showers and thunder showers in the morning will give way to partly cloudy skies late, a high of 63 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 45, 617 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, Maryland legislature considering banning employers from asking about your salary history in an interview. Would you support that? That's the question this morning. Tommy is in Maryland. Next up here on Mornings on the Mall. Tommy, good morning. Do you want to see the state change that law?
Absolutely. Good morning, and thanks for the weather update. Around this area, you never know what you're going to get.
We try.
No doubt. Well, first of all, it's always uncomfortable when you come across that type of question. I'm not so sure I'm in favor of asking that type of question or banning that type of question, because frankly, it's none of their business what I made in my past life. To further my point, there's nothing really in their interest, or shouldn't be in their interest, in regards to my race, my religion, my ethnic background, or anything like that. So if we're not going to ask about salary, how about we not ask about gender or race or anything like that?
Right. So when you're filling out an application, you don't indicate what your race is or your gender and get rid of all that. Now, let me just focus on the salary side of this, though, Tommy. You're saying you would be okay if the government banned employers from asking about salary history.
I'm not so sure I'm on the fence about that.
Okay.
Again, like the previous caller, let's wait and see what the legislation has to say. However, I'm leaning towards it's none of the government's business, and it's none of the corporation's business.
I mean, look, it's within the interest of the company, I think, in this way, which is if they know that they're going to have the ability to improve your lot in life, meaning if you're moving from a certain salary to slightly more, whatever that is, they at least get the sense that, okay, this is a bargaining position that we can take up, and we can actually acquire them, and we can get them at this deal. It gives them some literal sense of where they can get the employee. It's really valuable as an employer to know a salary history. It's a very valuable piece of bargaining at the negotiating table. It's just a matter of how you enter into it. As Mary said, maybe the prospect can figure out a way to conceal it or decide not to be like, I don't share salary history in interviews. I just, as a personal policy, I don't do that because I'd like to be valued for this job in particular. And that's a way you can approach it. But that's between a prospect and the employer. I think I agree with Mary's point there. What do you think? Let's go to Robert in Frederick this morning. Robert, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. My concern would be how do we know that if someone doesn't get hired, they start calling the government saying this employer asked how much I made at the last company? Now, all of a sudden, you have the government getting flooded with vindictive people who just didn't get hired.
Yeah.
But the other aspect of it is what I don't understand. You're going to a job interview. Why are you going to be asked a question and then have a deer in a headlight look? I mean, you should be prepared right. for something like this.
Yeah, like everyone should be prepared for the question, what is your greatest weakness? Even though it's a dumb question. It's like, what is your greatest weakness? You should be ready for that, right?
Right, right. But, you know, they asked me what I made before. You know, you give them a general statement between 80 and 90,000. That's what I made before. Well, why did you leave? Well, the benefit package wasn't good. The work environment wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, you're going for a job interview. You have to prepare yourself for questions like these. You're not
no.
a child.
No, you need to be protected. You need to be insulated, Robert. You can't have an uncomfortable question come your way. This is America.
No, the kids need to be insulated. I'm a grown adult. I don't need that.
Robert, great points. And Robert, good advice, by the way, giving a range rather than a literal salary, just being like, well, somewhere between 50 and a million.
Yeah. I pretend it's like, what are those websites when you're looking for like a home, like Zillow, and those are like, how much do you want to spend? And it's zero to like 15 million. The question, what's your greatest weakness? The worst question to ask in an interview. Why does anybody ask that question?
It's a dumb question.
It's the dumbest thing to ask.
But it's, you know, it's meant to be a challenge. I care too much. More in a moment. 622 on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. It's true. And there's several ways you save. So listen up. They're hidden savings. They're actually hidden savings. Because Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design your windows. They build your windows. And they install your replacement windows. So you're not paying someone in the middle. So you're not paying someone separate to install the window because they're going to mark it up. You're not paying someone who says, yeah, I'll get you windows. And then they go to the manufacturer and then they put their markup on top of it. So those are hidden savings that I'm telling you about right now. They custom make every window for your home so it provides you with the best possible installation. Plus, you get the no-hassle warranty and services for up to 50 years. That's incredible. Gives you true peace of mind. They handle everything. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary, here's another way to save, 38th anniversary means you save 38% by one window. Get one window 38% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Get more than a window, more for your money. Take advantage of Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary sale going on now. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And call before this 38th anniversary offer is gone.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit Hope. TMS.com.
How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money, and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-254-1333 now to get your free CD. Call 800-254-1333 now, and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-254-1333. That's 800-254-1333. Call now.
625 now WMAL, traffic and weather. every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, watching you closely here, 95 Virginia. It's been a little bit complicated. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Earlier, the 5 o'clock hour crash in Lorton's been cleared, but it gave us delays coming out of Dale City. One in the backup now. So from Dale City to just before 123 for the crash, you get a little break, and then Lorton and Newington. Route 1 picks up extra volume 2 through Woodbridge, just as a bailout route. Everyone looking to save a little bit of time. Around the Beltway, Virginia, nice and quiet. Maryland topside through Silver Spring, heaviest stretch. Pretty decent trip right now to the Wilson Bridge, so enjoying that ride. Now, Southeast Southwest Freeway delays jammed off at 295, crossing the 11th Street Bridge past the 3rd Street Tunnel to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Remnants of the earlier car fire crew still clearing that from the exit to the HOV lanes. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 800-616-KNEE. Learn how a Medicare-covered knee or back brace may solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. Again, that's 800-616-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds continuing to gather this morning. They'll thicken and bring some showers in as we get into the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. And a little bit milder, too, 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitch from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 45 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL. All right, talking about how Maryland wants to make it a law. It'll be illegal to ask about salary history in an interview. Do you agree with that? Here's Ben in Culpeper this morning. Ben, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I just wanted to kind of call in and play Avocatus Diabli here for a moment. I've been on the other end of this question.
Yes.
I've asked the question. I've done hiring interviews. The reason that, at least the reason that I have asked and other people in my company have asked is I need to know if I should invest the time and the money in training you. For example, if a guy's coming from a $100,000 a year job to an entry-level position, I know that he's just taken this job until he can find something better. And while I sympathize with the guy, I can't do that every time. I cannot
afford to
spend the time and the money training someone every 2 months.
That's an interesting quandary, Ben. And also, it's important in the beginning to have a sense of what the salary is, whether or not you get it through the history or the actual offer, because you don't want to start an interview process that's going to drag on, and then when it finally gets to the point where you're talking about money, oh, we just wasted each other's time. We just spent all this time talking about something that's never going to happen because it's not within the range of what either of us expect. It is important conversation, obviously, the money aspect. Debbie is in Southern Maryland real quick this morning. Debbie, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Hey, so my point, I work for the federal government, and I think the state government works the same. The interview process is a very one-way thing because they can't be perceived as unfairly asking someone other questions. So it's just a very regimented, rigorous process.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst process. It's not interactive at all. So the government is the last entity on this planet telling anybody how to conduct interviews.
Well, that's a good way to put a button on this. That's right, Debbie. Thank you very much. So we'll watch what Maryland does. Virginia still hasn't done this either, by the way. But both of them are chomping at the bit to make it a law. 629 on WMAL.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, April 6th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
And for more on that Maryland law, potentially, at 8:05 this morning, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke will join us to break it down. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to talk about basketball. Vladimir Putin. Yeah, so I heard a woo from Mary. That was Mary, in case you were wondering. Vladimir Putin and the President of the United States. And also, Fox News has finally spoken out. Their president speaking out about Laura Ingraham and this boycotts against her by gun control activists. All ahead on Mornings of the Mall at 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Counselors are on hand today as students and staff return to Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County for the first time since the fatal shooting there 2 weeks ago. 16-year-old Jalen Willie was shot and killed by an ex-boyfriend who also shot and wounded another student before taking his own life that day. That group of Howard University students that's staging a sit-in protest at the administration building is hinting that there is progress being made toward a resolution. Students have presented the school with a list of demands, and there's been talks with the administration. One protest organizer says she hopes today will be the final negotiating session. Jury selection resumes this morning in suburban Philadelphia in the sexual assault retrial of Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby came and went from Montgomery County Court here in Norristown without saying anything about the first day of jury selection. Around half of the jury pool said they had already formed an opinion about Cosby's guilt or innocence. The first and only person selected to be a juror so far was a white male in his 20s who said he wasn't familiar with the claims made by Andrea Constand.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum and that young woman who was caught on surveillance video recently crawling through the drive-through window at a McDonald's in Columbia to steal some money, food, and a drink has now pleaded guilty. 27-year-old Jessica Cross admitted to charges of burglary, theft. She'll spend 3 months in jail. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,644, the NASDAQ at 68,70. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Villanova is the national champion of college basketball. The Nats stay unbeaten, undefeated, winning Atlanta. The Orioles lose their third straight in Houston. The Caps win. The Wizards are in Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Learn how to get out of your timeshare with help from Timeshare Exit Team. Book by April 30th and save $500 off your exit. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and enter promo code TRAFFIC. Timeshareexitteam.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some important decisions to make, and that's why it's so important to hire the right realtor to help you make the most money and handle all the details that will make it a smooth transaction. That's why I always recommend my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams Realty. Debbie and Sarah have a proven track record. Call them and let them show you their over 5,500 ready buyers and how they were able to sell over 440 homes just last year alone. Get this, Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster on average. Leo and Anita listed with the Reynolds team. Their home sold fast and for $9,000 over the asking price. They said the entire team was there for us and guided us through the entire process. We absolutely recommend if you're selling your home, don't bother calling anyone else. That's right. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds today. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, for several years, you've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. You know, an unsightly smile or poor dental health can be holding you back from opportunities that you haven't even imagined. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating through your body. With 25 years of experience, Dr. Miles can change it all in just 1 or 2 visits with sedation dentistry. Whatever your needs are, Dr. Miles can create the incredible results you want, that you deserve to last for years without passing judgment. Stop procrastinating and get your mouth healthy and looking amazing again. For the first 30 callers, your exam and x-rays are half off, a saving of over $200. So join the hundreds of others who have made a commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or go on the web to smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
If you look around these days, having a belly has become a bit of the norm. We joke about the beer belly or the spare tire, but carrying extra weight, especially around our midsection, it's like walking around with a ticking time bomb. This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're ready to shed those extra pounds, then give my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and lose that belly for life. EMP 180 will put you on a plan that's based on science. They'll evaluate where your body is and create a plan to get you to your ideal weight so that you can keep those pounds off. The team at EMP 180 are respectful and compassionate. In fact, most of the staff has gone through the program themselves, so they get it. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180 and continue to keep the weight off because of what I learned through the program. Start this summer off belly-free with EMP 180. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays heading through town, Bill, and that's due to the earlier car fire. Westbound freeway, the ramp that would take you up on to the HOV lanes on the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, that's been cleared, but the damage is done, really, because not only does the freeway slow its length from the coming off of the 11th Street Bridge to the 14th Street Bridge, but it affects 295 in each direction. So expect big delays here to continue getting through town. Just want you to plan for the extra time, not get caught off guard. Coming south out of Chevrolet, 50 delays beginning now before 202. Out of Riverdale, we're still at a pretty decent pace here until you get on to that 295 south delay. New York Avenue, 3rd Street Tunnel, I don't have any problems to report. Onto the Beltway we go. Maryland topside, College Park to Silver Spring, slow. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road now. And still quiet trip across the Legion Bridge for everyone. And good early start here through Tyson's on the Beltway. 95 North, Dale City to Woodbridge. Broken down was in the right lane. Then Lorton to Newington hung up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, 58. Showers this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. Some showers early tonight, then partly cloudy. Down to 53. And then we'll go up to 63 tomorrow. A gusty south-southwesterly wind. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Herndon, 43 in Greenbelt, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Good morning. So much ahead this morning. 7:05, Mark Krikorian's going to join us. We'll talk immigration. 8:05 this morning, Maryland delegate Nick Kipke going to talk about, new laws in Maryland and which ones are coming down. And then at 8:35, Steve Moore will be with us. We'll chat about the economy. I'm Vince Colonnades with Mary Walter. Uh-oh.
Shall we all sing?
This is a good high school band. She doesn't even hear me. She's just dancing. She's raising her V's in the air.
That's right. I got my V's up. I got my Villanova shirt on. Say it says, just a girl in love with her Wildcats.
I see that.
And my Villanovas. I got a different Villanova.
She's not lying.
On.
She is a lot of Villanova swag on
right now. I do. I've got my
right
V on my phone, which is always
there.
She has
a lanyard. It says
my
Villanova.
Lanyard. I wear that every day. I've got my phone.
Her Villanova tattoo on her eyelids.
So there was a basketball game last night, and Villanova won! It was so exciting.
As was predicted by
now,
Mary Walter.
Here's the thing. So I didn't watch the game because I have to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So my phone's going crazy last night. Two of my roommates from college are texting back and forth, and they're like, and I said, ladies, I got to get out of this because my alarm's going to go off in 5 hours and 45 minutes. I have to go to bed. I have to go to bed. And they're like, you're not going to watch the game? Here's the thing. Once we get into the NCAAs, there's a tradition. The Villanova flag is flying from the 30-foot flag pole in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
On game day, whether it's at night, doesn't matter. Inclement weather, it is up there.
Wow.
Because the last year, didn't fly it. On the day that we didn't fly it, we lost.
Wow.
No, I know. Just saying.
Yeah.
I do not watch the game. I'm not allowed to watch the game. When I watch the game, they lose.
Also, Mary hasn't showered for a month.
No,
so this is being resolved finally. I'm very happy about this change.
I will admit the shirt I had on yesterday, which is the shirt that I've been wearing every Friday, and the sweatshirt, the hoodie that I had on, has not been washed since the beginning of the championship.
Oh, we know.
I know.
We know.
<Just saying. laughs> This is a fresh one. This is a fresh t-shirt and a fresh hoodie.
I know.
So
I could smell the softener sheets this morning. I was very happy.
All right. So Villanova beat Michigan 79-62. And I would like it noted, Holy Week, right? Holy Week.
That clearly Notre had Dame, something to do
Notre
with it.
Notre Dame's women win the championship and Villanova men. Two Catholic schools. Boom.
So,
right there.
So the thinking man might ask, what about every other Holy Week and every other NCAA championship?
Well, they don't always fall during Holy Week.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
okay.
There's that.
I mean, this wasn't technically during Holy Week that they won the championship.
So, yesterday, there was someone who works here who claims to be a Michigan fan.
Uh-huh. Who is that someone?
Did a little smack talking yesterday, one Larry O'Connor.
Mary, I'm very excited for your Villanova Wildcats and their pending loss tonight to my Wolverines.
You know what? The funny thing is I'm not going to smack talk because, remember, in 1985...
Georgetown was unbeatable, and Villanova beat them.
Yeah, see? So, there you go. I love it when a Villanova fan says, remember 1985? The answer is no, most people don't, Mary.
But if you know your sports history, you have any sense of history, and you know anything about the game, then you do remember that game.
Well, you would recognize that the Michigan Wolverines last made it to the finals against Louisville, who have since been disciplined by the NCAA for cheating that year. So Michigan deserved it that year. They will win it this year.
A 5-year run for the Wildcats, two national championships for Villanova, four Big East titles, 165 wins, three number one seeds, top two seeds. You are not raining on my parade on this one. This is mine. Don't even go there. This is mine.
So, can I ask you some questions? I want to probe on a specific question for you. There's a debate that's going on social media right now. Villanova is how far from Philadelphia?
30 miles west along the main line.
So does Philadelphia get to claim Villanova as their basketball team?
Oh, they will now. They will now.
But this is like a real debate, though, in Philly.
For Philadelphians, yes. Yeah, see, there's the Big Five tournament, which was Villanova, St. Joe's, Temple, Drexel, and University of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But they always used to mock Villanova because we're not in the city.
Right.
Villanova's in the main line, which is very ritzy. It's very upscale.
So when Villanova's not winning championships,
they don't want nothing
they're not
to do
a part of Philadelphia.
No, they want nothing to do with
us. But now they're throwing you a parade.
Well, they threw a parade, I have to say, 2 years ago when we won and in 85 when we won. So they love a good parade. So you got to give them that.
I mean, it wasn't until like a couple of years ago that Philadelphia was hard up for any championships at all. And now they're like absorbing championships. They're like everyone else's championships are theirs too.
Well, they're going to strike all the irons out. I want that one, and I want that one. Shout out to Dante DiVincenzo, who came off the bench, 31 points, a career high in the game. And during the game against Kansas, Villanova in the first half tied the final four mark for three-pointers made in the game. They did that in Kansas, and they broke it in the second half. They made 13 out of 26 three-pointers in the first half of the game,
mm-hmm.
With five players hitting multiple three-points. That was incredible. They didn't hit as many in the beginning yesterday.
Yes.
They were a little bit colder, but then they warmed up.
Well, I hope you're proud of your alma mater, because I saw some of your fellow current students jumping over fires last night to celebrate.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm
trying
upset
to win
about
the Darwin
that.
Awards.
Two years ago, I was going to say something there and I didn't. I bit my tongue. 2 years ago, they just closed off the section of Lancaster Avenue in front of the school from the two lights, and everybody went out and they just, you know, this year they. I from what I saw, I didn't see a whole lot of it. I was not happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Very disappointed. And I will tell you, if there was any kind of damage, the priests will crack down on them like no tomorrow.
Well, luckily
they
the
will
priests,
be cracked down on.
The priests will be wielding rulers today. But for now, a celebration in Villanova.
Woo!
Congratulations,
yes!
Mary.
Thank
6:43
you.
On WMAL.
Fight. I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Okay, so Mary has something to celebrate. Let me give you something to celebrate. You know, the best 2 days of owning a timeshare, the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it. And today is the day that you should get rid of it. After suffering through those annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments that suck hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month, safe to say that getting out of your timeshare really is something to celebrate. Just ask the Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from a worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group right now. Their team of experts can get you out of your contract, whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years. Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of their timeshares for real. And Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and outrageous mortgage payments. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group right now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747, 844-700-4747.
Now at MGM National Harbor, you can scratch it rich and win big with great prizes like a new laptop, tablet, dining or spa experience, free play, and more. So, with up to $7 million in prizes, what are you waiting for? now until May 27th. Simply play with your M Life Rewards card to win. Come scratch it rich at MGM National Harbor, where every time you play, you win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Intercounty Connector heading eastbound right near New Hampshire Avenue, reduced to just one lane right now due to the crash and delays just starting to form. So as you approach at speed almost, do watch on Maryland's Route 200, the ICC East near New Hampshire Avenue. Now for 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, volume, and as we push through Germantown and Gaithersburg, it has been a tough go heading through town. Started off as the car fire. Westbound freeway, the exit ramp to the HOV lanes to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, still a lot of activity. Have a couple cars stopped there now. Jammed off of 295. Really looks like this might be with us through the rush hour. We're almost back to the Beltway. So if you're heading, say, over near the Wilson Bridge going 295 north, that is solid up to the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway and southbound as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet. So a long haul in through town. Just want you to be ready for that. 95, Virginia, Dale City to Woodbridge, Lorton and Newington. Have had a couple problems out of the roadway. Latest was the broken down before you get to the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky winning this morning, but no rain yet. Showers will be in the forecast. And we'll get through the next couple of days. We'll get temperatures back to normal, which is the low 60s. Today, 58. Showers this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. Some showers early tonight, then partly cloudy, down to 53. That way, a little bit cooler if you go outside. And then we'll go up to 63 tomorrow. Gusty south-southwesterly wind. Showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital. 6:47 on WMAL.
That phone call that the president made to Russian President Vladimir Putin March 20th, which was 2 days after Putin won his re-election in a landslide. Yeah, I mean, it was close. Everybody thought it was going to be close, and it turned out to be a landslide.
Well, then all the details of that phone call got leaked instantly.
Yes.
Instantly.
Well, what did not get leaked was that President Trump invited Putin to the White House, saying that they wanted to meet face-to-face. Mm-hmm. This is according to Putin aide Yuri Ushakov. Said that Trump specifically, invited Putin to the White House during the phone call. Unfortunately, what's happened since then, they didn't get to work the details out.
Yeah.
All those sanctions, all the throwing out of Russian diplomats and the closing of the outpost in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And in retaliation for the poisoning of the Russian ex-spy in England with that nerve agent, him and his daughter.
Yes.
So it was 18 EU countries or 17 EU countries and a bunch of other ones thrown in who expelled, the U.S. expelled 60 Russian diplomats, closed their embassy in Seattle, and Russia has since retaliated, and now nobody knows where this meeting is going to be. Although Sarah Huckabee Sanders did say that, confirmed that Putin was invited to Washington during that phone call. She said the White House was among a number of potential venues. So they may not be meeting here because of these kicking out of the of the ambassadors and the families and all that stuff.
There was this kind of interesting component to it. I know, who did we talk to? There was somebody who said that it was Mike Gonzalez at the Heritage Foundation who said, when we were chatting about, was it a good idea that he congratulated Vladimir Putin on that phone call? And Mike clearly didn't agree with the idea of offering congratulations to Putin for any number of reasons, up to and including what you just mentioned, that that basically the election process in Russia is believed to be corrupt, and of course that the idea that he would win in a landslide is hilarious on its face, and it's not so there's that. And then there's the other side of this, which is how the press was reacting yesterday to news that the president would offer an invite of any kind or even suggest having a meeting with Vladimir Putin, suggesting that he's soft. The first part of this is inviting somebody to the White House is an honor. It's an honor to have somebody come to our White House and meet with our president. But at the same time, Trump has shown a willingness to meet with Kim Jong-un face-to-face because he believes he could accomplish things by having that meeting. Everyone else is lesser compared to that in terms of severity. So meeting with Vladimir Putin because he thinks he can resolve things, not abhorrent in any way. That seems totally in line with the Trump way of thinking. The question comes down to, is it a good idea to honor him in any way with a state visit of some kind to the White House? And that's, of course, being hashed out today by your media.
6:50 on WMAL.
If you have coronary artery disease, there are sounds you look forward to.
Happy birthday!
And sounds you hope to never have to hear again. But the reality is your risk of another heart problem may still be increasing. Introducing Princeton Longevity Center's revolutionary Cardia Rescue Program. Under the direction of leading disease reversal expert Dr. Joel Furman and renowned cardiologist Dr. John Rumberger, Cardia Rescue can show you how to slow, stop, or even reverse coronary artery disease. Cardia Rescue uses the latest technology to non-invasively track your plaque and create an individually tailored program of optimal medication, fitness, and nutrition to turn back the clock on your plaque. Then, PLC's team of experts work with you and your cardiologist throughout the year to start making your plaque a part of your past. Call Princeton Longevity Center today at 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC. Or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right, 6:53, and I know you're wondering how your money's doing, so let's take you over to the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open after stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow fell 458 points. The Dow is now 11% off its highs. General Motors says after today, it will stop reporting monthly auto sales. Instead, it will release quarterly numbers. GM says the 30-day snapshot does not accurately reflect the market. March auto sales are expected to show the highest volume since 2001. Walmart is expanding its money transfer service outside the U.S. It's launching Walmart to World. The company says it will allow customers to wire money to 200 countries. CPAs want the IRS to clarify whether the new tax law allows deductions of business meals and other work-related expenses. The American Institute of CPAs says taxpayers need immediate guidance. The government is increasing 2019 payments to Medicare insurers by 3.4%, a higher-than-expected rise. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ever wasted time, money, and way too much energy trying to find a parking spot? Lucky for you, there's Spot Hero. Spot Hero lets you reserve a great parking spot and save money wherever you go, from the work week to the weekend. Just search for a spot, pay to reserve, and go. With the Spot Hero app, parking is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us. Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, a strange morning. We have our third vehicle fire for this morning's rush hour. This one on the Maryland Beltway, plumes of smoke, and they've stopped all lanes of the Beltway. This will be up in the College Park, Beltsville area, inner loop. Traffic is now stopped. Fire trucks are there. They're dousing the flames right now, but it is fully engulfed. On the inner loop, past I-95 as you head toward Route 1 over near the IKEA. On the outer loop, your travel lanes are open. You can see all the activity, so everyone's saying, what is this? Again, inner loop, all lanes are stopped, but the car was able to get over to the shoulder, so as soon as they can get some of this taken care of, it'll be the left side that will get by. Again, this fully engulfed car fire on the Maryland Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Start to see clouds on the increase. Hopefully you packed along the rain gear today. We'll get some showers in for the afternoon commute. Maybe a thunderstorm, 58. Tonight, showers early, then partly cloudy down to 53. Outside the Beltway, a little bit cooler, probably into the 40s. Tomorrow, windy. You'll notice that. And a few showers, thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly cloudy in the afternoon, more seasonable, 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
45 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:56 on WMAL.
Let's talk about Laura Ingraham. You know, Laura Ingraham being targeted by David Hogg from Parkland, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
She's trapped in the hog bog.
Yeah, that school's name is just rolls off right off your tongue. She's been targeted with advertisers pulling advertising from her show. Well, Fox News has finally come out and spoken about this. She is away this week, spring break with her kids. She went away for spring break. Mm-hmm. And Fox News co-president Jack Abernathy said in a statement to the Daily Caller News Foundation, "We cannot and will not allow voices to be censored by agenda-driven intimidation effects." So they are going to stand by Laura Ingraham. We look forward to having Laura Ingraham back hosting her program next Monday when she returns from spring vacation with her children. So they are not going to back down, which good. I'm glad. I'm glad that they're going to stand by her because this is going to blow over. This whole thing's going to blow over, I think.
Well, good for Fox. They should defend her. We talked to Ben Shapiro about this yesterday, and I know he was on last night at 9 having some conversation on WMAL about this. But you know, his point is good, and what this really comes down to is it's not just the activists, the explicit activists, the people who we know of as activists who are pursuing these boycott campaigns. It's also people in the media who are pretending to do objective journalism who are indulging and being a part of this activism. So when CNN starts calling, a medical company, whatever, and say, hey, a medical company, are you going to keep advertising on this show where you're in the middle of a lot of controversy? In fact, your advertisements are airing on a show that's been at the epicenter of controversy right now. Are you going to keep doing that? What do you think the ad buyers at those companies do? Oh, they're like, I don't want to be around controversy. They're risk averse. They're just going to pull the ripcord. It doesn't even matter what the politics of it are. So they'll jump out, and then that leads to this like pressure. Basically. You've got media companies who are activists. CNN has done this routinely with Fox News, where they'll go after the advertisers of people who are on Fox. So this happens to Laura. It's encouraging to see her bosses there say, you know what? We're not going to be cowed by this. We're going to keep doing what we have to do, which is produce good programming for people to watch. That's our job. And we're not going to be cowed by this. That's really a really good sign.
Well, the students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida are dealing with a little bit of something they don't like, a little bit of a backlash since the shooting. They are now required, there's a whole bunch of new security measures in effect, and one of them is requiring clear backpacks.
Oh, yeah.
And they are not happy about it at all. Senior Delaney Tarr tagged Marco Rubio, because it's his fault somehow, in a tweet with a picture of her bag with feminine products and the orange price tag still attached to it because, she couldn't put it in some kind of container so people can't see what's in there. But she says, starting off the last quarter of senior year right with a good old violation of privacy.
Well, it turns out the adults are in charge. And when you're an adult, you can wear whatever backpack you want. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Coming up, Jill McCabe, Andrew McCabe's wife, speaks out about what they've been through.
That's right. We hear from her. And Mark Krikorian will join us and break down all the things going on in the world of immigration, including that caravan marching towards the U.S. at 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Students are returning to class today at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County.
It's been 2 weeks since two students were shot and the gunman killed himself at Great Mills High School. And today, students will be heading back to class for the first time. In the days since the shooting, students have mourned the loss of Jalen Willie, who died as a result of that attack. Her funeral was last Friday. Counselors have also been on hand for students and staff in the days since, and will continue to be today, according to the district. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Howard University students' occupation of the administration building is now in its sixth day, but there are indications that some progress is being made in talks with school officials. Maya McCollum, one of the protest organizers, tells the Washington Post that they hope today will be the final negotiating session. D.C. police are investigating a woman's claim that she was attacked and beaten by two other women last month at a downtown restaurant after she mentioned that she supports Donald Trump. Police have released photos of two persons of interest in the case. Authorities say it happened around 1 a.m. on March 16th at the Surfside Restaurant on N Street near DuPont Circle. Thousands of underpaid Oklahoma teachers ditched the classrooms yesterday for a rally at the state capitol. But Oklahoma's governor says leaders can't neglect other parts of the state budget in looking for more money for education.
It's not just about pay. In Oklahoma, the state's teachers union says that school funding has been cut by 28% in the last decade, which means the burden of making sure the classroom has enough supplies falls back on the underpaid teacher. Oklahoma state legislators did approve a $6,100 raise last week in response to teachers' complaints. But for those protesting, it's only the beginning.
Correspondent Mary Maloney. From now on, you'll be getting a little something extra with your vehicle registration renewal form in Maryland. Chrissy Neiser at the Motor Vehicle Administration explains.
We'll be including in a vehicle registration notice that you get either by paper or by email information if you have an open recall. So it'll let you know what the recall is and then give you additional information about how you can get it remedied.
It's part of a first-of-its-kind pilot program aimed at helping car owners and lessees know about safety recalls involving their vehicles. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine has launched his re-election effort by kicking off a series of statewide rallies and fundraisers. Kaine appeared in Richmond last night saying his campaign would focus on improving the economy and making a more inclusive Virginia. Villanova fans took to the streets around campus last night to celebrate a second NCAA tournament title in 3 years.
There was cheering, chanting, and celebrating from Wildcat fans in the Philadelphia suburb. Light poles around the university had been greased, but that didn't discourage some fans from climbing them. There was even a fire set in the street. Some students could be seen trying to jump over the flames while others were climbing trees and grabbing branches to add fuel to the fire. Police say there were at least two arrests. Villanova canceled classes today in honor of the men's basketball team. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,644. The NASDAQ at 6870. Sports, Villanova beats Michigan for the title. The Nats win their fourth in a row. The O's lose their third straight. Hockey, the Caps win. NBA, the Wizards are in Houston tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's like a bonus tax refund.
That's unbelievable.
You could win $1,000 with four chances each day.
I can't even believe that.
It's 4K a day every weekday on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. They custom make every window to fit each opening in your home, providing you with the best possible installation. Plus, you get the no-hassle warranty and services for up to 50 years, giving you true peace of mind. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary means you save 38%. Buy one window and get one 38% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Get more than a window and more for your money. Take advantage of Thompson Creek's 38th anniversary sale going on now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this 38th anniversary offer is gone.
Need garage door repair?
GarageDoorRepair.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Boy, quite dramatic on the Maryland Beltway with a fully engulfed vehicle fire. Looked like a van, but it's now been extinguished. You still see some plumes of smoke. This is the Maryland Beltway in the College Park area. They had stopped all traffic a few moments ago, and they're now releasing the left lane. So just one lane gets by after we've been sitting here for a little while. So if you're coming around out of Silver Spring, watch for the delays right near New Hampshire Avenue. That takes you past the exit for 95, past the exit for Route 1. Stay to the far left. Again, because of this van fire now under control out of Calverton, 95. You were sitting as well with the Beltway shut down. Now stop and go near 212. Again, this is all to go Interloop past what's left of the